That was easy.
Africa strikes. Ghana strikes. Sully Bhutari strikes.
Welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Reginald Dino. Just finished watching Arsenal-Liverpool. What a fantastic result. What a fantastic game. Guys, sorry, I just caught the sign over here. I couldn't fit the L at the end of Liverpool. So unfortunately, it looks like Liverpool. It's not on purpose. I just couldn't fit the L with their own goal. With their one shot on net. I couldn't fit the L and the one, so I had to take off a letter somewhere. And unfortunately, I had to take the L off. Even though I should have left the L for obvious reasons. But guys, what a fantastic day. Fantastic start to the day. My Knicks lost for the first time in 9 games last night. Ravens are out of the playoffs as well. All I have is Arsenal left this season. And that's a fantastic win. Fantastic win. People will see the VAR in the middle of Liverpool. Again, Van Dijk kicks Havertz in the head, gets looked at, nothing. It's all good. We know what we're up against. Every team knows what they're up against when they're facing Liverpool. So, would have liked to have seen some type of punishment handed down, but again, it's Klopp's final ride, so we're gonna have to hear that for another, I guess 15 more games in the season. We're gonna have to hear this for 15 more weeks. It's his final ride and blah 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 blah. Just enough. It's really enough. But just giddy and happy about the win today. Man of the match, Jorginho. He was fantastic today for a guy that doesn't play a lot. He came in, played the full 90, and was the best player on the field. Him, it could have been Declan Rice, could have been Martinelli, but I gave it to Jorginho as well, as the pundits Gary Neville and Peter Drury. So, fantastic win, 2 points away from Liverpool now. Man City play tomorrow. Mancini play tomorrow. So we'll see how it shakes up. The league shakes up after tomorrow's games. I expect Man City to beat Brentford, but stranger things have happened. So there you go. Lots to talk about this week. Well, maybe not a lot to talk about, but I missed last week. We missed the racism row again in Italy with the Mike Maignan at AC Milan against Udinese, I believe it was. Credit to the Milan fans, and I think it was Bologna they were playing. Credit to those fans who actually applauded at the 16th minute for Mike Maignan, who wears number 16. So in the 16th minute, they all applauded him. They stood up and they applauded him. That's something that's nice to see. But How about it not happen at all? We're never going to see the end of racism in football until, unfortunately, you start punishing the owners in their pockets. Owners don't care. Nobody really cares. The black players care, but that's about it. I shouldn't say no one cares. Maybe people care, but the majority don't. As long as my pockets stay full, you can do whatever you want in the stadium. As soon as you start banning fans and cutting concessions and empty stadiums and things like that, people might get the picture, but the leagues work for the owners. The league presidents and the league CEOs and whoever runs the leagues, they work for the owners. They don't work for anybody else. In the NFL, the commissioner, they work for the owners. Because if the owners were to come and say, listen, if you empty my stadium, I won't be able to pay this person. I won't be able to play this group of people, blah, 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 blah. The team goes down, and now the league has to run the team. And the league doesn't want to do that. So the commissioners work for the owners. So if you're hoping to see something different and going forward, because you wear a patch on your shoulder, because you have a kick out racism campaign for a couple of months. It's never going to stop. So I'm not even, I saw it. I wasn't even upset. It's just like, all right, well, whatever. I mean, whoa, to combat it, what am I going to do? I'm going to go on my podcast and talk about it, and it's going to end it. It doesn't end until owners get together with the leagues and figure out what's going on. Again, same places all the time, I guess. England, Italy, I guess Eastern European. You probably don't hear it as much as Eastern European in Eastern European leagues, because they're not, you know, what's going on in the Russian league? I don't know. Ukraine league? I don't know. You don't hear that news. So it probably happens there. You just don't get the news. But the high profile leagues, the La Ligas, the EPL, the Serie A's of the world, I mean, you're going to hear it more than those leagues. And, you know, it's the same old people. So again, what are you going to do? I'm going to sit here and dwell on it. It happened. It's a good, again, a good gesture from Bologna and AC Milan to applaud him, but it would be better if it never happened. Right. So I told you last time we had a show, we were going to do the Ajax watch, but we're not doing Ajax watch anymore because they signed Jordan Henderson and I don't follow teams with hack players on it. So the Ajax watch is done. We're not doing Ajax watch anymore. I hope they don't get relegated, but I can't stand Jordan Henderson. So we're not watching Ajax anymore. So the last show that we were together on, we were talking about Africa Cup of Nations. This show is going to be short and sweet, believe me, short and sweet. And I said, if Chris Hughton doesn't get a result in that game, he has to go. He's got to be fired. I believe it was Egypt. It was the Egypt-Ghana game. And he got a 2-2 draw out of that game, which is okay. Egypt's one of the powerhouses in Africa. You get a 2-2 draw, okay. The last game of the round against Mozambique, you have to win that game. Sorry. And it started off very well. It was very well up until the 93rd minute, I believe. It was very good. 2-0 up. We're going through. Best third place team, one of the best third place teams. We're going through. And then 4 minutes of absolute, I don't know. 4 minutes of what the hell is this? Mozambique came back and scored 2 goals against Ghana in 4 minutes. In injury time, 93rd minute and 97th minute, I believe, they scored it. It's got to go. We fought tooth and nail to get players that could play for Ghana to play for Ghana. You're fighting England to get Eddie Nketiah. And Eddie Nketiah said, I'll play for England. Well, big mistake, among others that he's made in his career. But that's a big mistake because you're never going to play for England in a tournament that matters. You won't even get selected for the team. There's better strikers in front of you. I think the only reason why he did get selected the last time he got selected is because Ivan Toney was suspended for that. He was suspended for the that 8 months for the gambling thing. If it wasn't for that, he never would have got selected. I believe that. But you're fighting tooth and nail to get guys to play. You're fighting Spain to get Inaki Williams on the team. Come play for Ghana. Come play for Ghana. Oh, you'll play. You'll start. You'll blah, blah. And he finally declares his allegiance to Ghana, and you don't play him. You don't play one of the, I'm not going to call him the best striker, one of the best strikers in Europe, but 100% better than Jordan Ayew. 100% better. How are Jordan and Andre still on this team? Anyways, I'm not, I talked about this. I went through this the last time we were on the show together. How they're on this team, I have no idea. How they're starting and playing 90 minutes in front of other players, I have no idea. This is Chris Hughton, unless it's something that's told to him by the Ghana FA that they need to play for whatever reason. We all know who their dad is, so maybe it's something like that. I don't know. But how they get 90 minutes each game, I have no clue. So Chris Hughton, right after the tournament, let go. Whole coaching staff, let go. Ghana FA is on the rampage looking for a new coach. I don't know. I think a new coach, new ideas. I just fear for Ghana FA, or the Ghana fans especially, because I don't think it's going to be the best coach for the players. It's going to be the biggest name they can get. And if you're a big name right now when you're not employed, I mean, there's probably a reason for that. We went and got a big name in Chris Hughton. Played in England, coached in England, terrible coach, terrible manager. Fired everywhere he went. He got fired everywhere. From every job he had, he's been sacked. And we thought it was going to be different bringing him in because it's a big name, English name. I just hope they're not looking for the big name. Look for I think the old coach of Ivory Coast, the French guy. I can see his face. I can't remember. Le Havre. No, it's a team actually in France. I forget his name, but he's available, I believe, because when Ivory Coast fired their coach before the final game of the group stage, they were talking about bringing him back. If you can get him, go out and get him. I know he's a French-speaking Ivory Coast. He speaks French. I know it's comfortable for him. Maybe, you know, there'll be a language barrier between the two, but Ivory Coast played immaculate under him. Immaculate football under him. And I know they had the players. They had the Touré brothers. Yeah, Kolo. They had a Drogba. You know, I know that they had the players there. But that's someone that you should be looking at and bringing. He's familiar with the continent. He's familiar with the tournament. That's someone you should be looking to bring in, not someone from overseas who's just looking for a job, like Gary Neville, Chris Hughton, or none of these. I don't want any English based players, coaches. I don't want any of those guys coaching the Ghana national team. I don't want any of them. None of them are good. We've spoken about this many times. There's no good English manager in the EPL. The only place English managers are in the championship and lower. Why do I want that to coach my national team? I don't. Anyways, we talked about that before as well, so I'm not going to rehash that. But there's so much talent on that Ghana national team. It's just... I don't know how you win zero games in your group. I mean, they lost to Cape Verde, they tied Egypt, and they tied Mozambique. Back in the days, that's 7 points back in the day. That's 7 points with the guy in the intro, Essien, Appiah, Asamoah Gyan. That's 7 points in that group. Cold chop. Last game we're relaxing. But it's a struggle now. The football's awful to watch. The selection, the player selection is awful as well. So, I don't know. Again, it won't be heard by anybody in the Ghana FA, but please, 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 please. Do not start your search in England. I beg you. So the shocking, well, maybe not a shocking. Well, maybe it is a shocking because the defending winners, Senegal, were knocked out by the Ivory Coast, who, again, fired their coach before, I believe it was before the final group stage game that they had to get a win out of. They fired him before that. And now Ivory Coast is in the semifinals of the Africa Cup of Nations. They played the Republic of Congo. In the semifinal game. Again, there's no easy games in Africa Cup of Nations. If you're a neutral or you're not up on the countries or the players that some of these some of these players that come from these countries play on. And if they're all over the all over in Europe, these players. Congo has Wissa. He plays for he's a striker for Brentford. So there's players on a lot of players that you know you're looking at. DR Congo, who are these guys? And there's players on that team that play in Europe. And if you were to look at their lineup, you would say, oh yeah, that guy. Oh, that guy's from Congo. Oh my God. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a cold shop. I told you guys about Mali. Mali lost to, I believe it was Ivory Coast in the semifinals. I believe it was. They lost 2-1. But I told you about them with Yves Bissouma from Tottenham playing there. And I told you about their under 17 or under 20 team that was, I think they won third place in one of the World Cups, or they went far in one of the World Cups, Youth World Cups. So, I mean, you have to watch out for clubs like that. You have your powerhouses, the Ghanas, the Nigerias, the Senegals, and then, you know, I guess apparently South Africa as well, because South Africa beat Senegal to get to the semifinals against Nigeria. So Nigeria and South Africa are one semifinal, and Ivory Coast and Republic of Congo are the other semifinal. I think those games are on Wednesday and Thursday, or they're both on Wednesday. I know one of them's on Wednesday. I don't know if the other one's on Wednesday as well, but you know, we have our semifinal set for the Africa Cup of Nations. Most teams in Europe right now are looking to get their players back. I know Tottenham's waiting for Bissouma to get back, and unfortunately Salah did his hamstring, so Liverpool was waiting for him to come back, but he got hurt. You'll see a lot of players coming back, and you know, from Africa Cup of Nations. So I think Jordan Ayew was back playing for Crystal Palace, doing absolutely nothing as usual. I think they got dummied yesterday by Brighton. I turned it off at 4-0. I turned it off, and they lost 5-0 the week before to Arsenal. So I don't know. I know it's not all his fault, but again, doing nothing on the field. Nothing on the field like he does for the national team. But anyways, we're done with that. We're not going to do that. So guys, if you have an opportunity to watch these next couple of semifinals in the Africa Cup of Nations, definitely take it in. The tournament's been great. I usually don't watch because sometimes Ghana doesn't make it. I don't watch, but I'm like that with everything. As soon as the Ravens are out of the NFL, football season's over. As soon as the Leafs are out, hockey season's over. If Arsenal's not in the race, soccer season's over. And Knicks don't make the playoffs, basketball season. So I don't watch anything after. So definitely watch. I've been watching this one. It's been run very well. The facilities have gotten 10 times, 100 times better than they were before. Stadiums are full. The stadiums look good. The presentation looks fantastic. I mean, yeah, definitely take it in. They've put money into this, and it shows. So definitely take it in. Again, we have Nigeria, South Africa, which should be a very, very good game. I have Nigeria winning the whole thing now, probably playing Ivory Coast in the finals and going to PKs. So that's what I have for that. And the second game will be Congo against Ivory Coast. So definitely, definitely take that in. So the MLS season is on its way. I believe we're in February now. It's February 4th. It's my sister's birthday today. Shout out Joyce. But the MLS season starts, I believe, on the 19th. I think TFC's first game is on the 21st. So our seasons are well underway. Preseason is well underway. Not really watching preseason, don't care about preseason and the MLS, but there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention about something that's going on in the MLS as far as the marquee player in the MLS. There's things that you have to understand. There's a saying out there, with great power comes great responsibility. If you're the marquee player, the David Beckhams when they came here, marquee player, you're the guy, you're the face of the league now. You're the reason why people are buying your Apple subscription to this nonsense Apple subscription. You're the reason why. Because it wasn't for, if it wasn't for you, we could never monetize that. They would MLS would never have gone to a pay structure to watch games if Lionel Messi wasn't in the game, wasn't in the league. Because who the hell is gonna bat? Who's gonna pay for that? I can go. I can not watch TFC. No problem. I can do other things Saturday night if I have to. So if I want to watch TFC and I got to go to the game and I get free tickets and blah, 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 whatever. I can go. It's fine. I won't. Because getting down there is a pain in the ass. I won't go. But if I wanted to, I could. And if you're going to not show the game on TV, put a movie on. So Messi's your cash cow. I get it. You're giving him, after he's done his five-year stint, you're giving him a team. He's taking a percentage of the revenue from the streaming subscription money that the MLS is getting. He's getting this sponsorship. He's getting that, blah, 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 $50 million a year as well. I get it. Just the same thing Beckham did. He's going to get a team when he's done, so he can run it like Beckham's doing right now with Inter Miami. He's on the same deal as David Beckham. I get it. But if you're on that level, I'm sorry. Unless you wake up in the morning and you cannot even stand up straight, your ass better be on the field playing. Because you know damn well when the season tickets come out for people to renew, that's a premium game that you're playing in. When Miami plays Toronto, I don't know if they come here and play Toronto in Toronto or if it's a Miami game, I'm not sure. But anyways, even if they don't come this year, they're going to come next year. You can get face value tickets for TFC, $60, $70, whatever. It's $50 too much if you ask me, but $60-$70. That game's going to be face value is going to be in the hundreds. And the resale for some of those seats and tickets for games is probably going to be in the thousands for that game. 100,000, 50 million, billion, kajillion, trillion percent. There's somebody out there right now that has pretty good seats at BMO and has that Miami game circled. I am not going. I'm selling these tickets. Me selling these tickets will pay for my season ticket for that year. 1,000% someone's thinking that and probably going to do that. The reason why I wouldn't go, and I wouldn't go to a game with Messi. I'm not a Messi hater. You guys are looking at me. Are you crazy? When are you ever going to see Messi? Whatever. It's fine. But I'm going to pay all that money. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go down there, drive on the DVP to get down there, take this GO train, whatever I got to do to get down there to get to that field and pay $300 for a ticket to see him. Messi's not playing today. No. Not taking that chance with my money. I'm not gambling to see this guy play. So I'm sorry. I won't gamble to see anyone play. It's not the same in hockey. It's not the same. Well, it is the same in basketball, actually. The Knicks played the Lakers last night. LeBron James and Anthony Davis didn't play in Boston. So if you're a Boston fan or you're a Laker fan living in Boston, or if you're a Boston fan and wants to see LeBron James, those are premium games. You're paying a premium price to go watch those games. And those guys decide to sit because they're playing a Madison Square Garden in primetime on Saturday night. So they're not playing tonight. They're going to save themselves for that game. Imagine your kid is a big LeBron James fan and you get two tickets to go take him to this game and he doesn't play because he wants to play at Madison Square Garden instead. The reason why I bring this up is because Inter Miami is in Hong Kong right now and they're playing a friendly against one of the teams and the tickets were apparently outrageously priced and the stadium was sold out and Messi decided, I don't know if he decided or the team decided or whatever the case is, he didn't play. Didn't play at any of the 9 minutes, at any of the 90 minutes. And the fans were yelling, they want a refund in the stadium. They want a refund because they're there. They're not there to watch Inter Miami play. Believe it or not, they're not there to watch Inter Miami play. If Messi wasn't on Inter Miami, they probably wouldn't even be there, first off. And even if they did go, that stadium wouldn't even be half full, probably. It's a local team in Hong Kong, but Messi's playing. How much? Okay, here you go. I get to see Messi play, and he doesn't play. With great power comes great responsibility. If you're going to take all the accolades and this and that and that and this, and then you have to show up. You have to play in every single game. I'm sorry, you do. And you can look at me and say, well, it's not his responsibility. It is, actually. It is his responsibility to show up. Because I guarantee you, I went to a game once. I went to a TFC game. I got roped into a TFC game. It was supposed to be the first game that Bernadeschi and Insigne played together. And the buzz was the Italian shirts everywhere, Insigne, Napoli shirts everywhere, Insigne everywhere. There's a buzz in the stadium. Insigne walked out in jeans, waved to the fans, had a scarf on, waved to the fans, and went back to the booth. Didn't come out. And everybody was just like, well, what the hell? I paid a pretty price to get these tickets to watch this guy play. Now he's not playing. So what the hell? That's not happening to me. And if he comes and he plays and I miss it, it's a gamble, right? But I'm not gambling with money. I'll gamble not seeing him, but I'm not paying $200 for a ticket. And then him coming, I picked up a hamstring injury or arresting him, or he didn't even come to the game. Didn't even cross the border. No, not happening. And that's the type of thing that would happen. The last time I paid $200 to go watch a game was TFC versus Real Madrid. And I was still kind of like, oh my God, if they bring the reserve team or they play, I'm going to freak. And they didn't. Real Madrid, to their credit, they didn't. They played their starting 11 that year for 45 minutes. That was the same year that they bought Xavi Alonso. Even Xavi Alonso was there. They had bought him a couple of days before from Liverpool. And even he came and played in the second half. He was in Toronto and played in the second half. I saw Ronaldo play. I saw everybody from that year play. I saw all of them play. I saw Ronaldo score two goals. They all played. And even if it was just 45 minutes, I'm happy. Spent $200. I got to see Real. When am I ever going to see Real Madrid live again? 45 minutes away from my house. When? Good gamble. I went to see, I paid $100 to go watch Chile, Brazil before the 2014 World Cup. They were doing a friendly here. Brazil didn't have to qualify, so they didn't really have any qualifying games. So all the exhibition games and friendlies and everything like that, they would have to play their starting guys because there was no other games to get them sharp. So I saw Neymar, I saw Hulk, I saw all those guys. I saw Alexis Sanchez, I saw Vidal, I saw Gary Medel, I saw all those guys. Saw them all. But this guy, this Messi guy, I don't know, man. He's too flaky for me to go into my pocket and pull out money. Because he's pulling that stuff in Hong Kong, it's going to be easy for him to pull it in MLS. Especially playing once a week. They went out and played Al Nassr, Ronaldo's team, and got slapped 6-0, slapped. Went out there and got slapped. You know, Suarez is there now, Busquets is there, Jordi Alba's there. I mean, what else do you need? What else do you, who's close to retirement and that's older now? Come play for Inter Miami. How Inter Miami is even getting away with paying all of these guys? I'm pretty sure. I don't even know if there's a salary cap. I don't even know if there's a salary cap, but I know there's designated players. Which one of those four isn't designated? I don't know how they're getting around it. Again, I'm not very up on MLS. I'll watch TFC. I'll support TFC. But if you want me to go to the games, I'm not going. If you want me to subscribe to Apple TV to watch the games, I'm not going to. If it's on TSN and it's available and I'm home, I will watch. And I will hope that TFC wins. But I'm not going the extra mile to do anything for this club. Just the last two seasons have not been something that I would want to participate as being a supporter in. And you can say fair weather, whatever. It's fine. I was at the very first game. I was at the very first game at BMO, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was there. I had season tickets. The team's garbage and you're raising the prices every year. So eventually that had to end. And it's just, it's been, who cares going forward? You bring in, it was exciting when Giovinco and Altidore and Bradley were here. It was exciting. I was there for the finals for both seasons. I was there. I was in the stadium for the finals for those. It's exciting. Great. What do you do going forward? Why aren't you bringing it? The decisions that are being made by the GMs and the owners and the presidents, and why aren't you bringing back Giovinco if he wants to play? Is he not? And I've spoken about this on other podcasts as well. Is he not as good as Insigne? Is Insigne better than Giovinco right now? I don't know how that could be. Maybe Insigne will probably be a little bit less rusty than Giovinco, but 2 or 3 games in, I think Giovinco would be a better player than Insigne. Showing as Insigne is showing us. Okay, we're not watching the Insigne from Napoli. We're watching the, give me my $14 million. I'm going to take a 2-year vacation. Give me my money. And then we'll see what happens the 3rd or 4th year. That's what I think we're getting. But totally off topic. So unfortunately, if there is a TFC and everybody that loves Messi and want to go in, I'm not telling you not to go. I'm not shitting on that parade at all. Just for me, I don't trust him to play. I don't. Different country. Maybe it's a little bit chilly here as well. I don't know when they, if they, I have to look, I'd have to look at the schedule to see if they're even coming here. But it would have to be, like, the conditions would have to be perfect. If he gets a little ankle injury the game before, is he going to still come and play? Is he going to sit on the bench? I'm not taking that risk. I'm sorry. I agree with the fans in Hong Kong. You're paying good money to watch Messi play. And if he doesn't want to come out, if he doesn't play, what am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, sorry. Oh, how did that get up there? Sorry. So, well, guys, that's all I have this week. Champions League, I believe, starts in 2 weeks. Not this Wednesday, the Wednesday after. There's games all week this week as far as EPL and La Liga. I think Real Madrid is playing Atletico Madrid today. Do I have that wrong? Probably. Probably. I think I saw that somewhere, but I don't know. Might have been a dream. Who knows? So, guys, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Subscribe. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube. You can subscribe on TuneIn, Spotify. We're on all popular podcast platforms. You can get us on Amazon Music. We have a TikTok account, YouTube account, Spotify, iHeartRadio, everything. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. You don't need to go anywhere to listen to us. You can just set your notifications and reminders, and every time I post a new show, you'll be notified and take a listen. Take a listen. If you think no matter what, you're going to, even just to see Messi sit on the bench, you'll pay $300 for a ticket, message me. Tell me I'm crazy. But definitely subscribe on any one of these platforms. I mean, it's free, so shouldn't be an issue in you guys subscribing. Again, if you're not watching Africa Cup of Nations, take it in. Semifinals on Wednesday this week on the 7th. Again, Nigeria and South Africa, which should be a cracking game, but I still think Nigeria should be coming through, and Ivory Coast and Republic of Congo. I see Republic of Congo losing to Ivory Coast and having Nigeria and Ivory Coast final, and Nigeria winning in PKs. So again, guys, subscribe if you haven't. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next. week.